Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was really nice
yesterday.
What'd
you end up doing?
I got out for a little bit and I was just walking around. I live in the West Loop. I've mentioned a few times. I was curious to see what Randolph looked like, you know, because the city opened yesterday and there's a bunch of restaurants over there. So I was walking up and down, and actually they weren't opened so much. They were still pretty boarded up. Like Acheval was just starting to take off the wood from their windows and stuff like that. So that was kind of interesting to see. But you know what I did notice while I was walking everywhere yesterday? Because I walked home from work too. I remember like at the start of all of the COVID, like you and I were even talking, like nobody would make eye contact. Nobody would look at each other.
Right.
And now it feels like people are going out of their way to look at each other and to say hi. I mean, I've never felt so much like, hey guys, hey, like on my walk. Like it was kind of awesome. And then I got home and the UPS driver was like outside and I see him all the time. We always wave.
Yeah.
But I got there and he looks at me and he's like, you know, I saw you walking. I should have just picked you up. If I knew you were coming here, I would have brought you here. And I'm like, wow.
And like, don't see a second seat with a seatbelt, but I appreciate the gesture.
Exactly. I wouldn't have done that anyway, but I just really appreciated that it felt like everybody was going out of their way.
Yeah, I got to agree with you.
To spread that.
I think yesterday when I was walking around the city, I felt the same kind of vibe where, you know, you just felt like, and I don't know if it was human guilt. You know how they talk about white guilt?
Sure. Or
like there's human guilt. Like we feel bad as humans and how we've been acting, you know? And so we're going out of our way to do that. And so I was experiencing a little bit of that. But what I saw visually was a little bit different. You know, I live, you know, a mile from Humble Park in East Garfield. And so I'm taking Madison down and I had like my little mile tank thing. You know, it tells you how many miles you have left before you.
Sure.
I always write it down.
Need to get gas.
I always write it down to the very bottom.
Oh my God, that scares me because you get stuck.
And so there was 2 miles left
okay.
on my thing. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to pull up in the gas station. Well, I left my wallet or my debit card in my at home.
Oh no.
But I have my phone, which I've learned I can pull cash out, whatever.
Yeah.
So I go to the Chase over on Madison and Western. And there is this line, Nina, that is, it's probably a half a city block long.
Whoa, to go where?
That was just it. I thought they were trying to go in the bank. And I thought to myself, oh, because of what was going on, everything that was happening. So I pull up because there's two ATMs outside.
Uh-huh.
One of them's occupied, one of them isn't. So that's what makes me think that because I'm like, or else somebody would be at the second ATM.
Yeah.
So, you know, I walk up towards the second ATM because I'm not stupid enough to walk right to it so that the whole line can berate me. So I walk up and I'm like, y'all waiting for the ATM? And the lady's like, yeah, the line starts back here. And I'm like, wait, but everybody's waiting. I make everybody laugh. I'm like, wait, but everybody's waiting for the ATM. And she's like, that one don't work. And I was like, wow.
Oh, no.
So it was literally a line a half a block long, right? So then I think to myself, I say, oh, you know what? There's the Walgreens right here. I've gone to this 100 times.
Yeah.
There's a Citibank ATM in the back. So I cross the street. I go to walk into the Walgreens. The Walgreens is still closed from what happened over the last couple of days. So I'm like, is this real life? I was like, okay. So I get back in my car. Well, on the corner, on the other corner from Walgreens is a Wintrust Bank right on the corner of Western and Madison.
This is such a mission.
Nina. So I say, and mind you, this story started with me having 2 miles left on my car.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? I go to Wintrust. A big sign on their ATM because it was vandalized. ATM is not working. So all that to say is, you know, there's these ripple effects and these repercussions that are happening days later that are affecting the community.
Of course.
When it comes to that. So needless to say, I had to drive home, which is only like a mile from there, and then get my girl's cash.
And then go back to the gas station.
So, wow. Yeah, stark contrast. But I would say as I was doing all of those things, everyone was extremely nice. Everyone.
Right? Didn't it
no
feel
shade.
Like it?
No shade anywhere. So
I appreciate that. And I really hope that, you, like you said, human guilt.
Yeah.
I can see that. I just hope that it stays that way.
Sure.
Because wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I mean, we've seen, you've seen it firsthand. Like, when, you know, when you talk about like 9/11.
Yes.
Right? You remember there was American flags every day, all the time after 9/11 for months.
Yes.
And then, like the flip of a switch, it stopped.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I hear what you're saying when you say something like that. So keep that stuff going. You got any pop culture stories over there?
I do. What direction do we want to go with pop culture?
You know, let's have some fun in 3 minutes. Okay. All right. We'll talk about Hollywood next. It's B96. All right. I'm going to go first.
Okay. Go.
Is that cool?
Of course. Because
I want to laugh a little bit. And here, now I just want to say this in the beginning. This is not a political moment. I'm not saying anything about our president. I am simply talking about what he's saying. That
why
makes
it's
more
funny.
Sense. And why it's funny.
Okay.
Okay? Because I don't want anybody to feel a certain type of way. So, you know when you're like a little kid and you're like, hey, did you do this? And they're like, no, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Right? Or if you get caught doing something, you make up some like lie and then it sounds like a lie and you're like, but you're lying.
You have chocolate on your face. It wasn't me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody was saying that the president during the looting went into the bunker, which for me, that makes sense.
Sure.
You're in the White House. You have no idea what the people of America could possibly do.
And you have a bunker.
Nina, and you have a bunker. So that makes sense to me. I didn't find anything wrong with that. But, you know, some people were like, oh, you went into the bunker. You went to the bunker. So here's what he had to say about the bunker.
Well, it was a false report. I wasn't down. I went down during the day. And I was there for a tiny, little short period of time, and it was much more for an inspection. There was no problem during the day.
If I had a bunker, I would go down to the bunker, too. I think just to play in it, you know?
Nina, let me tell you something. If you are the president of the United States, what you don't need to go do is inspect the bunker.
Well, it was a false report. I wasn't down.
He's got people to do that, right?
I just thought it was funny. And then, like, I didn't play the whole thing. Let me get right over here.
Okay.
Well, it was a false report. It was there was never a problem. We never had a problem. No, nobody ever came close to giving us a problem. The Secret Service.
All right. So
still funny. Laughing. He's still talking about it.
Did you go down to the bunker? No, I wasn't in the bunker. You think I was scared? I wasn't scared. Man, I went down there just to check things out and make sure everything was okay. I mean, come on. It just doesn't sound believable. Anyway, no shade at the president. Just funny that he said that. Makes you think about that
I'm
stuff.
Sure you'll catch somebody doing something like that today anyway. And this is ridiculousness. But if you started getting very invested in all Tiger King news, then you might find this kind of interesting, especially if you are a Carol Baskin, like, oh, I hate you. You killed your husband. This is really interesting because they have been investigating the situation ever since the documentary or whatever show came out. And it turns out that they found that his will was forged.
Yeah.
So everything that she got on the will is in fact a forgery. So now they're going to investigate it even more.
Well, I think the statute of limitations had passed on that.
It had passed, but they're going to still continue to investigate, which they started since the show looking into her. And now she also, if you haven't heard, because this happened earlier this week, she's taking over the complete lion, whatever that place was called.
The zoo.
Yeah, the zoo. She owns it now.
It's called a zoo, Nina.
The place where animals live, but that place.
So one of the other guys that was in the documentary, he ended up owning it, but then some paperwork happened. I mean, I just think about what kind of petty person you are, right? I mean, for you to, okay, you won already. The dude is in jail.
They're all petty. Are you kidding me? They're
but I'm saying like Joe Exotic is in jail already.
Yeah.
You won. And now you want to take it upon yourself to just crush the man's soul and take his old zoo? But did you hear what the myth is?
What?
So the associate that has the zoo says that the zoo is haunted.
I believe that.
That there's a Native American boy buried in the zoo.
I believe
zoo
that.
And that it's haunted.
That's creepy.
And guess what he said after that?
What?
I'll tell you all about it in my new reality show. He did. Seriously, it's exactly what he said.
Hey, at least they learned the mastery of the tease.
Hey, man, get some money.
It's a thing. I have one last thing that's kind of interesting, too, that happened throughout the week, and it's about Halsey, one of my favorite artists, and we play her here all the time on B96. Now, if you follow her on social, you've seen that she's been very active in the Black Lives Matter and all of the protesting. Her father is Black. Her mother is white. The reason why this is important to talk about and I thought was so nice is, like, how proud are her parents this week? Her mother is an EMT, So she's out there protesting. And while she's out there in LA, there were a lot of people getting injured by rubber bullets and falling and broken stuff. And she was tending to them.
Yeah.
And she's like healing people. So to me, I just thought, wow, if I'm Halsey's parents, you're literally making us both proud by being out there in those streets doing this. It's like half me, half you, like
yeah,
all in one.
Of course. I mean, you're proud of a lot of people when they stand up for those kinds of situations. And it feels good. Speaking of standing up, you know, we had somebody on the show yesterday who was passionate in explaining what is going on in the world today, more specifically what's happening in Chicago, you know, in Berwyn and Cicero areas between the Black and Spanish gangs. His name is Jason Goff from NBC Sports. We're going to play him a little bit later to discuss that right around like 6:30, 6:35. So make sure you're here for that.
Really powerful.
Very powerful. But we want to make sure that we're still having fun on the show.
Yes.
Okay. So we know that our games are usually at 6:20. We've been taking a break from that, but we want to pick that back up.
Let's do it.
And no better game to do that with than TBT.
It's a throwback trivia game,
exactly.
Right?
So let's do this. Let's have a little fun. Why don't you call up the radio station? Come hang out with Gabe and Nina. We're going to play throwback trivia. We'll give you the name of a song, a movie, and a TV show. And then we're going to try to figure out some stuff that goes on with it. All right. 877-591-9696. Come play TBT with Gabe and Nina on B96. I just want to go, brah! I don't know why.
Because it makes you want to dance.
Brah!
So Gabe mentioned it a moment ago. We're going to have Jason Goff on the show in just a matter of minutes. But you know, before we have Jason on, we have to play our TBT.
Jennifer Naperville, are you ready?
I am.
All right, Jennifer, you heard it just a couple seconds ago. This TV show was popular for having babies as their main characters and being produced on an orange VHS tape.
Jennifer, what is the name of the show?
Rugrats.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I used to love that show.
I didn't know what that was called. I actually never got in with Rugrats. That wasn't
so
my thing.
Cute.
Did you watch that, Jennifer?
I absolutely did.
Well, who's your favorite character?
Tommy.
Angelica.
Oh, that's a good one.
Gosh, I got to. Do they have that on Netflix? I got to check that out. All right.
It's a cute show.
Your song. What pop star famously put a yellow albino snake around her while performing Slave for You on MTV?
Britney Spears.
Ah,
yeah, it was.
There we go.
And do you know how many times I got a stuffed snake and tried to perform that dance myself? It wasn't a good look.
Hmm. All right, your last one. Here's your movie. This movie featuring Michael Jordan included the characters of Looney Tunes on the soundtrack.
What movie was it, Jennifer?
Space Jam.
Yes, it is.
You're so good at this, Jennifer.
You're so old school. I would ask you how old you are, but you sound like you're, let's take a guess. You sound like you're, okay, you sound like you're like 28.
32.
Ooh.
I like it.
Jennifer, where are you on your way to right now?
I'm a nurse at Edward Hospital.
Yes.
Oh, Jennifer.
We'll give you our little round of applause.
We're not going to stop doing that.
Our healthcare hero's still out there.
Do you want to give a shout out to anybody right now on your way in?
Shout out to all my fellow coworkers on the surgical care unit.
That's right. Surgical care units.
Jennifer's making you proud.
Keep those steady hands. Surgical.
I get it.
Have a good one, okay?
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, you too.
It's my dad jokes.
Right. They don't stop either.
All right. We don't stop. It was a great conversation.
Either.
Something that
Gabe
needs to
and
be
Nina,
heard.
Jason Goff,
that's
I'm
why
next.
I felt like
I'm
it was important to play it again. It's Gabe and Nina on B96. This is our conversation with NBC Sports personality Jason Goff.
Start by thanking you guys for having me on your show, and Gabe, especially you, for asking me. I've turned down a lot of these because, unfortunately, in these times like this, where, you know, things are happening to people that look like me,
yeah.
Everybody phones in to their Black friend and says, how can we, you know, when is this going to stop? And, you know, what can we do? And then all of a sudden, whoever the Black guy is that you are aware of, whether it's socially, professionally, financially, whatever the case may be, or if you see him out or if you see me on TV or whatever the case may be, then I have to come up with a lot of answers that, honestly, I don't have, man. Like, all I am is the father of a beautiful Black little boy who I don't want to see anything happen to. And I don't want to see anything happen to boys that look like him and girls that look like him, as well as all the other people that are in his atmosphere. But the only way that we could do that is to rely on people to take care of us as well. We are all neighbors in this city. And the problem that I'm having is, all we're doing, well, not all, because this is the other thing, too. I'm not a community organizer. There are men and women who have been on the turf for decades, years, months, weeks, whatever the case may be, because there's a lot of new ones being sprouted up, and I appreciate it. I'm not that guy, right? I'm just a dude who has a Twitter, you know, account and an Instagram account and people rock with me in certain ways. But now's the time for, if you rock with me, come help out or help somebody out around you that doesn't look like you. You know, people got mad on Twitter because after the weekend of crying and devastation and destruction and death and all the things that we witnessed, I said, yo, tomorrow I'm going out to try to help clean up black businesses. And if you don't want to roll, I can dig it. People can't, you know, some people got to work. People got families. Yeah. I have both of those things. I've missed a few assignments over the last few days. And I pray to Kevin Cross and NBC Sports. So I think I'm just, you know what I mean?
I'm trying
to make sure, like, nobody catches me, like, taking a bite of a sandwich. Because they were like, oh, Jay ain't doing nothing out here, right? But the issue is, We gotta hold each other down before it gets to this point.
Yeah.
You know, like Gabe, you just had a baby, right?
Yeah.
I have not met your child yet.
I know.
But I promise you, all the great things that I ever wanted for my kid, I want for yours.
Same.
And this is the problem, my guy. We're not connected enough. So when the you know what goes down, all of a sudden it's time to scramble. By that time, it's too late. We got to start holding each other down and holding people accountable that are around us.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something right now. People that are around me know they can't talk crazy about the Mexican homies or the Puerto Rican homies or the Colombian homies. And when I'm in that room, you hold me down. But please believe you should hold me down when I'm not in that room. And that goes for people who know police officers who aren't living right.
Yep.
Let me tell you something right now. Yesterday on the West Side, Sergeant Allen pulled up on us and saw us cleaning out that lot and was like, what y'all need? I can get Streets and Sands to come here and pick up these bags.
That's awesome.
Yeah, about 15, 20 bags. Sergeant Allen then put, you know, one kid who walked up on us, kid named Eric, from the city, like from the area. I thought he had on a traffic, like one of those traffic neon vests.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who brought my man? All of a sudden, this kid, special needs kid, starts helping out.
Wow.
He starts picking up trash in his community and picking up bottles and glass. And I was trying to make sure he was being safe. Then Sergeant Allen threw him in the back of the car, and he took him to the next spot with us.
Wow.
Now, Eric was a little tuckered out by that point, but you know what I'm saying? His energy was necessary. And this is what I'm talking about. We can't wait until this city is broken up. We can't wait until this country is broken up for us to start activating. We got to activate before this crap happens.
Yeah.
And then when it does happen, I got to make sure that the allies that rock with me because they like basketball or because they like the music I wear or because they like all the things that embody my blackness, I need them to rock with me when it's really time. When it's time to call people out and hold people accountable and put pressure on, keep applying pressure to people that you know aren't moving right. It's a lot more. In the specific issue right now is police brutality, and that needs to, you know, end racism and all that other stuff. We keep saying it, and it ain't working. So now we got to activate. We got to do more. And if your allies, the people that don't look like you, aren't willing to do more, well, then maybe you need to change your circles because people are telling you how they really feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like people, you know, in our situations, right, it's like, yes, we have a voice. Yes, we're on, like you said, you have a Twitter handle, a TV show, whatever that might be. And, you know, yes, we're reporting on, like, for me, pop culture, for you, sports. But at the same time, we're still human beings that live in this city and have our opinions and our just causes. And I think that that's what's important because you're right. When the person that's next to you, it's like, okay, you rock with me for this reason, but I want you to rock with me across the board if you're really rocking with me in that sense.
And if you can't, I'm cool with it.
Right.
That's the thing. If you can't, I'm cool with it. But it's line drawing time now because I don't and I keep saying this and this is why I haven't been doing a lot of these, Gabe, because it's not only is it redundant to me now because it should seem obvious. Like, for instance, like the term social justice, man, social justice really has become the new, uh-oh, I don't want to talk about this with this person kind of, you know, category, right?
Right.
Like it's like when people used to pull out the term race card. I'm like, fam, I don't know what a race card is. All I know is that when I tell you I'm hurting and I'm black, That's the truth for me.
Listen up.
I've been in a rage for the last 3 days, but I got to smile. I got to make sure my son's energy is correct.
Yeah.
You know, I got to make sure that his mother is feeling protected. You know what I mean? Those things. And I feel like I'm failing at all those things because I can't get a hold of this. That's 3 days worth of this that people are viewing. Now, just imagine years and years and years of having to walk around with that kind of weight and that kind of pressure around your white counterparts and not be able to talk to them about it for fear of, you know, being ostracized or downright let go.
Yeah. And I think that's the other issue, right? I think when you're talking about that, I think you got to understand that when you're voicing yourself and you're speaking, it's just that. It is just that. It's you. And people need to just be more.
I'm crying out to y'all. That.
Of course, you got to be more compassionate. On the
that's
line,
what it is.
We got Jason Goff, a good friend of mine, works all over the city. You know exactly who he is. We have him on the line. And again, I wanted to talk about, and because you said it yourself, you said it's not my position to have to educate and inform. And you know what? We've actually been saying that for the last 3 days. To Nina and I, we've been saying that, where it's like, it's not the job of a person of color to then make you feel good and validate what it is that you're feeling in that moment. Go yourself and educate yourself so that way the burden is not placed on them, especially during a time like right now.
But I think that, and Jason, you have said a lot, and I'm absorbing it. I know everybody that's listening to you is as well. But as many times as we've said that on the show, Jason, and I told Gabe this even the other day, this, as simple as things may seem, as obvious as it may seem, that made me feel like I needed to be more accountable to educate myself and to get answers. And something else that you said that seems like it would be so simple, it's just that when your friend, your person is not in the room, when somebody else is not in the room, what are you doing?
Yep.
Are you standing quiet? Even though you have your feelings, you love that person, or you love these things, it's okay to be reminded, and I'm glad you said it again, and we keep saying it again, and so.
Well, Jason, I appreciate you.
And I know, and I know you guys got to go, man, to the Mexican homies. Listen, I partied with y'all all summer last summer. All summer. Listen, guys, I know B96 has a huge Hispanic and Latino base. To the Mexican homies, to the homies that think that brothers are at war with y'all right now, let me tell you something. I know the pride and the ego in both those factions, and nobody's going to back down. And guess what we're going to be left with? A bunch of dead people.
Yep, nothing.
So this is something that maybe your white listeners don't know that's going on right now, but there is a war going on outside right now between the Mexican homies and the black homies. And that's not cool. That's not cool in the least. You got two sides that are being, listen, that feel like, you know, I got nothing to lose, so let's get it on. And guess what? All those families are like the little girls and the little boys who listen to B96 this morning. They all know somebody who's ready to do something.
But no fear of consequence.
Yeah, and we gotta de-escalate these. We keep telling police, learn how to de-escalate things, learn how to not, you know, pull that trigger so quick or stomp a man's life out so quick. Bro, this is a separate issue that I'm speaking to now.
Yeah.
And if people are upset about it, I can dig it. I don't give a damn.
No, not on this show.
I don't think anybody is upset,
not
Jason.
Y'all, not y'all. Not y'all. Not y'all. I'm talking about this. Obviously going to be people who are like, yo, I didn't tune in this morning for this. Well, guess what? Your reprieve and your distractions are the reason why we keep going through these cycles and keep having to cry out to y'all. So to the Mexican homies and the Hispanic homies who feel like, all right, it's on now, I promise you it shouldn't be.
I agree.
Especially in this time, there is no time ever that has been more important for black people and brown people
to come together,
to be on the same accord.
100%.
There's been no time ever. We dying out here due to coronavirus. We gonna top it off now with an inner city war.
Last
like
thing
Berwyn,
we need.
Cicero, all these things, like all these places where the Mexican homies feel like they gotta, you know, strap and armor up now. That's not the move, guys. Because guess what? When this is over, the people that have been locking both of us up are going to come in. Yeah, the rent's going to be due. After the riots and everything and the looting and the protesting subsides, the people who don't like the both of us have been keeping notes, and they can't wait to come through. So let the last 2 days be the end of it. If anything I've said resonates with any person that's heard me, I am definitely shouting out to the Mexican homies. Man, fellas, I have told the people that I know that's not the move. Y'all got to tell y'all people too, because we need y'all as well.
I appreciate you just bringing that to the light on the station, because, you know, we've tried to talk about it, you know, but it's such a sensitive subject. You're not sure who's really, but like when our timelines are filled with those kind of things, the hate from, you know, black and brown, and you know where it's happening, and you know that anger that's inside. I think there's no better way to say it than to understand from two people. You got a Puerto Rican guy and a black dude on the radio right now talking and telling you guys there's love between us and there needs to be love in the city. Jason, I appreciate you joining the show and coming out. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thank you, Jason.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all be cool. And, you know, Justin Bieber and Quavo is
cool.
Shut
up.
Okay, bye.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. What a great interview with Jason Goff.
Yeah, so honest, raw, powerful.
Passionate.
Very.
A lot of things that, you know, a lot of people needed to hear, including myself, you know?
Same.
I mean, to be honest, sometimes it's difficult, right? I need to think about it. I see all this stuff on my timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say to yourself, okay, well, I know that you should be talking about it, but sometimes you're just like, does anybody care when I talk about my people, you know what I'm saying? Like, and those areas like North Lawndale, Cicero, like when they're talking about that war right there, Nina. So Cicero Avenue, right? So west of it is towards Roosevelt Avenue is like Berwyn, Cicero area right over there.
Right.
And then on east of it is like North Lawndale and such.
Yeah.
And then we're talking about Roosevelt Avenue. I mean, there is like literally barriers right there with Ogden crossing over there. And, you know, there was just like all that tension and you're seeing it and you're just like, I don't know, if I come on the radio and talk about it for 8 minutes or 7 minutes, do people care? Are they going to punch out? You know what I mean? But
I think it's important to do that, though, because for the people that maybe see headlines in the news or whatever you hear about shootings, I think that type of stuff becomes background. But when you hear somebody that talks about it and is experiencing it, somebody that you trust, somebody you know, a conversation is bringing it to light, I think people do care because I'm listening. I didn't know about that. Yeah. I don't know what that is, but do I care? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad we did. Again, it's online if you missed it, if you want to check it out again. The podcasts actually for the last 3 days are online right now at b96.com. You can check that stuff out. But like we said, today we're going to put a little bit together, a little bit of fun, a little bit of chatting. And now we're going to get our contestants on for Wake Up Wars.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't talked crap to you in a long time.
Oh, that's fun. Let's direct our crap talking
towards each other. Yeah, you know.
I'm going to beat you.
All right, you know what? How about this? Where are my fellas at? Let's go back to the old school. I want Team Gabe to be a guy, a gentleman from the Chicagoland area to call up right now and be on my team so we, Team Gabe, can represent. All right? 877-591-9696.
That's all good and fine, but ladies, we need to be loud today. Ladies, 877-591-9696. That's all I have to say. Ladies, let's go. Wake Up Wars is next.
Retta, Nicholas, you guys there?
Yes.
All right,
yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
she's
sass.
Ready. I told you, all you have to do is say, ladies.
Well, my fella showed up. What up? It's Gabe and Dean. It's Gabe and Dean on B96, and it is time for Wake Up Wars. Representing for Team Gabe, maybe a little bit quieter, but surely more powerful, is Nicholas in Crystal Lake. Good morning.
Right on.
Okay.
No offense, Nicholas. Little wake and bake over there for Nicholas. All right.
Well, we got Loretta. We already know she's ready to go out there in Chicago Heights. Good morning.
Hey.
Loretta, do you want to go first or do you want to let Nicholas go?
Kate and Nina, you knew I'm a leader. I got to go first.
Okay. Let's do this. Nicholas, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Loretta, we got to get Nicholas to
take
whatever you took because he's a little quiet over there.
Hey.
Coffee. No, we're talking about the coffee.
Obviously. Loretta, we're going to kick this off with a female-centered question, a male-centered question, followed by that Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right will win. Are you ready?
Word up.
Okay, your first question. What is it called when a shoe has the tip cut away, leaving the toes partially exposed?
This is the female question. Oh my goodness. Whoa. I didn't know there was gonna be a buzzer.
Loretta, you don't have all day to answer the question,
sweetheart. We're harsh over here, Loretta.
That's okay. We'll move on to the next question.
Okay.
Will Smith has a beautiful family. Yeah. He has 3 kids, Willow, Trey, and Jaden. And then his wife, who hosts Red Table Talk on Facebook. What is her name?
Jada Pinkett Smith, y'all.
And the Chicagoland question. Festivals.
Hey, I know I'm good for this.
Festivals will surely be missed during Summertime Shy. What is the name of the food festival that takes place downtown in July?
Taste of Chicago. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice job.
You got
Loretta.
Two. I like it.
Nicholas.
Yes.
All right, brother. Loretta got two questions correct today, so the fellas got their work cut out for them.
Okay.
All right, here's your first female-centered question. What is it called when a shoe has the tip cut away, leaving the toes partially exposed?
Open toe.
See, that's what I thought it was. Why is that not an open toe? Because that's what I thought it was.
Because the open toe would be like if it was just like all the way open. A little peep toe is when it's just a little tip. They're not as in style as they as much this year, but the peep toe is the little slit.
Question number two, Nicholas. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's like, wait, so did I get it right?
I'm sorry, Nicholas, you didn't. And this is why it's a female-centered question.
All right, your second male-centered question. Will Smith has a beautiful family. He's three kids, Willow, Trey, and Jaden, and then his wife, who hosts Red Table Talk on Facebook. What is her name?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Nicholas, you're silent, but definitely here bringing it.
Question number three. Festivals will surely be missed during summertime, Shy. Nicholas, what is the name of the food festival that takes place downtown in July? Nicholas, here's what we're going to do, all right? I'm going to bring you downtown. I'm going to get you a big turkey leg.
Ooh.
I'm going to get you some extra tickets so you can get some Harold's chicken and then some Eli's cheesecake at the Taste of Chicago.
I knew it. I just couldn't think of it.
That's
really
all good.
Right. Hey, Loretta, Nicholas only got one question correct today.
So that means you won.
Oh, yikes.
Congratulations, Loretta.
Thank you, Nina.
The answers to the questions.
Congratulations, Loretta.
Thank you, Nicholas. Thank you.
Number one, Nicholas, the answer is peep toe.
The second one is, you both got it correct, Jada Pinkett Smith.
And then number three, like we said, Nicholas, is Taste of Chicago. Loretta, you sound so energetic and bubbly. I would love to be your coworker. Where do you work at?
Oh, that's a great question, because I'm an entrepreneur.
Ooh, let me work for you.
See? Listen, it's a little early, but yeah, very soon, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you let me know when you get that when you're hiring people. All right. Nicholas, are you at home right now?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing today, Nicholas?
Probably going to go by my brother's house.
Yeah, and listening to us on the radio.com
Appreciate
app.
It so much.
Obviously.
Of course, guys. Thanks for playing. Remember, if you want to play Wake Up Boards each and every day at 7:10 a.m. with us, where all the fellas get to represent on Team Gabe.
I was just going to say, Gabe, isn't it fun? It's been a while since I've beaten you.
I feel like you beat me the last time we played.
I know, but it's just been a few days.
I'm such a loser.
I get to say it again. No.
You make her feel bad. See how you make her feel bad?
The ladies just are winners.
Let's go, fellas. Let's play these mind games with the ladies, and let's win tomorrow.
Take advantage of my kindness.
All right, when we come back, guys, we know that food is kind of scarce, right?
Yeah.
So there is a company that has created this machine that is going to give you your meat in a way you've never.
This is genius to me.
And they're not being dirty.
Meat machine. Get it? Oh, my God.
6 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Every time we hear that song, this is what we want to hear.
Oh, yeah. Sing it, Harry.
Harry Styles called Watermelon Sugar. Trust me, I'm not playing this song, so don't get excited.
I just really like this song.
But
it's a vibe.
It's like, but don't you feel like, now that I hear that, hold on. Can't we just do the same thing? Watch this.
Side by side?
Watch this. Just let me adore you. Think I ever know.
Well, it's like The Weeknd. You know, there's some artists that are just really obvious when they're on.
Sometimes
and that's why we love them.
All right.
Right?
But one thing that is one of a kind is a meat machine. Is it going to be the way you're getting meat in the future?
I want a meat machine.
We'll tell you in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The meat machine for people who are going to come out this weekend and look for some great cuts of meat to be able to grill out in this awesome weather. There's a couple of buttons right here that will rotate the machine. There is beef, there is pork, there is chicken in here currently. There will even be some prepared foods here more and more as we go.
Everything should be super safe, secure for you to be able to come in and purchase your meat.
It's a guy describing his meat machine.
I love this concept. I actually thought it was so smart. Really?
He said that he's put it out there and he's had to replace the meat, or not replace, excuse me, replenish the meat machine a couple times a day already.
Yeah, because can you imagine how easy it is? You go in, let's see, I want some thighs and then I want a steak. Beep, beep, beep. There it comes, right out of the machine.
Yeah, that's really cool. I get to do that at the grocery store. It's awesome. I just be like, can I get some thighs? Can I get some meat? And then I go to the front and they go beep, beep, beep.
But sometimes you need a little adventure. But this guy,
like, what is it going to be? Is it going to be like on the corner of Michigan and Lake? And then I'm going to like, I'm going to go to watch the, I'm going to go see the bean. And then I'm like, honey, you know what? I forgot to pick up steaks. I forgot to take the chicken out of the freezer.
That actually might be a concept, because if you think about it, at airports, right, they have those, it's essentially like a vending machine. And so the airports have it for electronics.
Yeah.
They also have it for like Advil or deodorant or whatever. So why not in a convenient place where, oh shoot, I forgot to get the ground beef for the meatballs.
Okay. I should have had Antonio in this room. What, where would you be at, Nina, where you would take advantage of the meat machine?
Maybe if I went to the beach. Maybe.
Let's stop right there.
Cause that's
You're like, honey, can you pass me the suntan lotion? And then you're like, oh my God, look it over there. It's a meat machine.
Well, like, what if, you know, you're getting ready,
honey,
to grill.
Take the sand off my back. I'm going to go walk to the Oh, you know what, though? No, wait. I just thought of something.
That makes sense. Okay.
That does make sense. It's genius, because you're barbecuing out there.
Hello.
Nina.
Yes. Or if you're going to go home to barbecue straight from the beach, either way, you don't have to make an extra stop. You're already there. Beep, beep, beep.
Right next to Castaways.
Here comes some
bratwurst and burgers.
That sounds great.
All right, where else?
Maybe the
beach
gym.
Is a good one. Stop it. You've been ridiculous.
No, I'm thinking about the places where I go and I do an activity and where I would not like to have to stop at a grocery store on my way home. So if you go to the gym, grab your meat, you go home. You're at the beach, you grab your meat, and you go home.
So
where
instead
else?
Of
at work.
Protein shakes, they're just going to be slicing up steaks in the background or something
just
like that.
Get it out of machine or at work. That would be great.
I can see that.
On our way out, let's grab our meat and go home.
I'm being one of those people that I complain about. I'm asking for solutions and I'm not giving one.
Where would you have it?
I know,
it?
That's why I'm saying, where would I like my meat machine?
On the corner?
On me. No, I don't know. Where would a meat machine be at? It'd have to be next to a store that I'm going to often. So like, it'd have to be next to like Foot Locker or something.
You know? Like, shoes and meat.
I'm going to go buy some shoes. I probably didn't get a chance to go to the grocery store. I need to go to the, whatever.
That's amazing.
Where do you want your meat machine? No, just like,
by the bank? Hey, get your money and spend it on me.
72 degrees right now. It's going to be going up to about 80 something.
We're hot now.
See, that's how you need to do weather in Chicago, Nina.
What?
You need to say it's 71 right now, 72 right now, and it's going up to 80 something.
Because
when you sit up there, because like, look at my Tom Skilling weather app says currently 72 degrees and it's going to be 88. But then when you go into the hourly, listen, we all deal with this. Then you go into the hourly and the highest temperature in the hourly is only like 82. So am I believing the daily forecast? Am I believing the hourly? Or am I making an assumption? And what I have to do is say 80-something.
See, to me, if I just see it above 80, I'm like, it's hot now. That's all I need to know.
Like, woo!
What am I wearing? It's hot now.
The temperature has been affecting everything that's been going on in the city. You know, I do want to shout out to Little Village, you know, Pilsen area, where there's a huge Mexican community, because last night they put on an amazing protest. Supporting Black Lives Matter movement, and also to just like unify the city.
Yeah.
Right? They know there's a lot of it's stuff important. Going on inside, and they're like, hey, no. Our voices are going to be loud, and we're going to let you know we stand with you and we're not against you. And I think that was a super powerful moment yesterday in the city.
Especially after the past few days, and just being able to see more of the peaceful side of the protests is really important.
It's been good because there's been some good ones, and that's
great
what's going to happen.
Ones.
Looters are going to loot in the moment where they have an opportunity to do so and be opportunistic, and then I'm so glad that the movement hasn't stopped, where the protesting continues so that the message can still live on and there can be some actual change, right? I mean, we heard that they arrested the other three officers.
Yes.
Yes.
They upgraded the charges to second-degree murder for the police officer. So, I mean, it's, you know, again, it's that's why you do it, right? So that way you can have a voice and ask for something. And it's good to see that stuff kind of happening in Chicago. Another thing that's good that's been happening in Chicago is that the patios have opened up.
Yeah, yesterday, just even on my story, I could see all of these people
what
just outside. I saw people in Wrigleyville. I saw people that were out on the patio. I saw there were some people out in River North. And then
so a lot of people
I saw on my story, because then myself, I walked down Randolph and that was still pretty boarded. But the vibe, like, they're getting ready to open. That's all going to by this weekend, I would imagine, or like next week.
I'm telling you right now, I can't see myself doing it. I can't see myself going out to a patio and being like, hey, because I just feel like I'd be too close to people.
I know. I've been really hesitant, too. And the crazy part is that this guy actually asked me on a date and he wants to go to a patio. Now, we haven't met in person. I met him on an app, guys, and we've been talking for like a week. And now it's that time where he's like, well, I want to see you, you know, like, let's go get a drink.
Okay.
And I'm like, but it's I didn't tell him either way yet, but I feel some kind of way about being outside on a patio. I actually also feel some kind of way about meeting this person in person.
Well, what if you just did it like in a like, obviously if you go out for dinner, there might be more people there. Why don't you make it like at lunch? You should go at lunch.
I want him to be like on the other side too, where I'm like, hi.
Yeah, get it. Tell him that you want a 6-foot table, but you can't tell him that. My thing is that you're like, you know, you talk about you want to meet these people, you want to go out. You talk about how you're being in the house all the time. You want to get out.
I do, and I feel really lonely, but you know, I don't care. I'm good. I know. I'm sorry. I know it's an opportunity, right. And I'm really thinking hard about it. But I don't
know.
I just told you because we're talking about the patios. That's all.
Right. And I'm saying, but you should go out on this date. You should experience something different in Chicago and tell the people that it's okay to be out here. You should lead the charge to the patios.
But I'm not 100% confident that it's gonna be okay. Do you know what I mean? Like. Yes, I'm down to meet this person at some point, because why not?
Right.
But I just feel like we just opened all of this stuff, and in this situation, it makes me feel a little bit uneasy.
Okay.
What? Just do it? I'm sorry, Antonio and Gabe are looking at me funny.
No, I don't want to dictate your dating life, that's why. I was just trying to say, be a good friend and make a suggestion.
I appreciate the input.
See, look, and then you can write songs about you like this. So the city of Chicago opens up and you're saying to yourself, okay, but how safe are they being?
Yeah.
What are they doing? Is there going to be 2,000 people on the patio with glow sticks and everything's going to be going crazy? Maybe.
I mean, I wish. But...
I know all my DJ friends yesterday on Facebook were like, oh, patios are open? Anybody need a DJ?
Yeah.
It's so true.
It gotta work again.
Gotta work. Listen, on the line right now from Fox 32, we got Lou Kanellis. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Gabe and Nina, how are you? Good morning.
Doing great. We have you on because, you know, you have two restaurants and they have patios, Ovly, some amazing food over there. I've been there.
I've heard really delicious. Great things.
So we have some questions about your patio, though, because you opened it up yesterday, right?
Correct.
So what was that like, first and foremost? I mean, just obviously being gone for so long and then having the ability to kind of just generate some revenue by having your patio open.
I'll tell you what, it was like opening night. Now, in Lincoln Park, where the first Ovly Taverna opened up actually in November of 2018, you know, we're a little bit more seasoned because we had been open 16 months prior to coronavirus. So it was just like reopening the doors maybe a few months later.
Yeah.
In River North, we had never opened our patio, and we actually have a spectacular patio on the corner of Wells and Huron.
Beautiful.
But we have a staff, thanks very much. We have a staff that, you know, really hasn't worked. It'd be similar to a player playing with a bunch of new teammates. You know, everyone's working. It's a brand new chemistry you're looking for. So it was a little bit more difficult, but I can tell you as an operator, it was a godsend. Because the last 3-4 months for restaurant operators, restaurant owners has been incredibly difficult with no revenue coming in and still having landlords that are demanding their rents. And
of course,
there are bills that still need to be paid. So it went great last night. We were completely booked at both restaurants. We're almost completely booked all weekend as well.
So you're taking reservations to make sure that you only have like a certain amount of people in the restaurant at a time, or I'm sorry, on the patio at a time.
Well, remember, Nina, number one, you can't have anyone inside the restaurant. You can actually, if you have open air windows, you can seat tables inside the restaurant 8 feet within the window.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What about,
I didn't know that.
Here's a question. If they can't go inside, where do they use the washroom?
Well, they have to go, exactly. They can go inside to use the washroom only. Okay. Outside, we took reservations just in case we got bombarded with, for crowd control,
right?
For crowd control. So, and remember, you can only seat 50% of your occupancy outside. Number one, number two, you have to keep the 6-foot distance in between tables. So you're limited outside. So if you can seat 100 people, if your occupancy is 100, you can't go over 50 people, and you've got to keep that 6-foot distance between tables.
Right. Again, we're talking to Lou Kanellis from Fox 32 and, you know, having your restaurants and hearing about, you know, the rules. We know we saw that was coming and you guys did open yesterday. But what's the interaction actually look like with people?
Ooh, good one.
I have to be honest, Lou, and it's not that I don't want to support you or other restaurants. I do. But there's part of me that's a little bit nervous. So what is the interaction with the people? Are they being respectful, staying 6 feet?
completely understood, Nina. Number one, all our servers are wearing masks. We've told our servers to have as little interaction with the diner as possible. Having said that, we also don't want to be accused of having poor service. So we go to the table and we're using paper menus and that are disposed of as soon as the diner leaves. And then we reissue new menus and we ask our diners if they can tell us at one time what they'd like, appetizer, main course, dessert. That way our interaction is as little as possible. Now, all our servers are wearing masks. I can tell you 95% of the diners that came to the restaurant last night were not wearing masks.
Mm.
But how do you do that? Because you can't wear a mask and eat at the same time.
Exactly. But I thought more people would come to the restaurant wearing masks. And I'm just seeing fewer and fewer people walking down the streets without masks on.
Well, I applaud your efforts. I mean, obviously, you got to be a leader in order to implement these best practices in a time like this,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're opening up a restaurant. You got to be the one making the decisions. I got a suggestion for you, Lou. How about this?
Here it comes.
What if you stole the idea from like Fogo de Chão, right? And you had like a red and green thing on the table so that way, if you wanted a server to come to you, you put it on green and then they can come.
That's a great idea.
It is.
Hey, I got
good work there, man.
Hey, Lou, ideas are currency, and I have.
You want a moonlight? Do you want a moonlight as a restaurant owner?
He does, actually.
For free, I'd do it. Absolutely. Hey, on the line for Fox 32, owner of the Avli Taverna Restaurants. Tell them again where the two locations are.
Avli River North is on the corner of Wells and Huron, and Avli Taverna is in Lincoln Park on the corner of Wrightwood and Wayne. And both restaurants have large patios with outdoor dining on the sidewalks as well. So please come. We have room for you all. And Gabe, just one other note. You talked about your DJ friends, and you know I have some DJ friends as well. I wish we could have DJs outside, but city law does not allow you to play music outside.
Really? I did not know that.
Not even for like brunch or something?
You can't. I mean, if you have your own private patio, sometimes you can do, but you can't if you have a sidewalk cafe. No music.
Mm. Lou, you just saved me 10 years of heartache where I could just text my friends that very same thing right there.
Lou said it.
Hey, from Fox 32, Avli Taverna. Lou Canellis, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you.
Great talking to you, Gabe and Nina. Have a great
day. Hey,
guys,
it's me, coronavirus. I'm right here.
I didn't leave yet.
So we're going to start manufacturing doses of the vaccines way before we even know that the vaccine works.
Okay, so that's Dr. Fauci. I mean, obviously, everybody's been hearing from him for over the last couple of months or whatever.
Yeah, from the beginning of this.
So he's saying that they're going to have millions and millions of vaccines, even though before they're tested. And I know that that's been like a hot button topic to a lot of people just talking about like what's going on with the coronavirus. Nina, if they have them ready, even though they're not tested, look at Antonio shaking. Telephone Tony is shaking his head already right now.
I understand that people would be hesitant, especially after he says that it's not proven to work. But somebody has to step forward and say, I'm willing to try this to protect everybody, right? So let me be that person. Would I take that vaccine right now? Yes. Yes, I would.
So that by the end of the year, we hopefully would have close to 100 million doses. So it isn't as if we're going to make the vaccine show it's effective and then have to wait a year to rev up to millions and millions and millions of doses. That's going to be done as we're testing the vaccine.
Okay, first of all,
so he needs guinea pigs essentially.
Yes, but here's my thing, right? When they talk about like corrupt America and like capitalist America, someone got that contract to make those vaccines. Do you know what kind of plug that is? That you have zero responsibility whether this works or not, because you're going to get the bajillions of dollars anyway just to make the vaccine.
Right. You can argue it in that way and you can look at it from that point of view. But there's the other side of it too. Like if you don't do that, if somebody doesn't make that vaccine, if you don't just have the guinea pigs, then
100% not arguing against the fact of whether or not we should make the vaccine right now. Right. I'm just simply pointing out this little sliver of that story, which is someone is cutting a check for a bajillion dollars to that company, and that company has zero responsibility to produce an actual commodity that works.
I guess that's us trusting that there's people in there that actually care.
Telephone. Somebody cut me a check to make something and be like, and you know what? If it doesn't work, it's It's okay. You're not going to get fired. It's cool.
But
you know?
If that happened, would you still like half-ass it? Or would you like put your whole heart into making it? I think you could.
Oh, I'd put my whole bajillion dollar
heart. You guys, seriously.
Now, the question is not whether or not you'd make it, right? Because we know that. Like I said, that was a sidebar. The question is whether you would take it or not.
Right. Yes, I would take it. I'm telling you,
no
I would take
problems.
It. Listen, maybe if I had kids or a family
what
or something.
What if it makes you grow an 11th toe? You know what I'm saying?
Then
like
I'll
you just don't
really,
know.
Then I'll be really stable.
Side effects might include loss of all your hair.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the same way where it's like, you know, patio season. I'm going to wait for people to go out there first and see, test the water. I'm going to do the same thing with the vaccine, I think.
Assuming that the side effects aren't loss of hair and other things like that, then yes, I would take it.
11th toe.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just feel like somebody's got to do it.
Okay, I agree. The number is 877-591-9696. Are you going to be that one person to do it?
Stand with
me. There's
going to
be tons of people. There's going to be tons of people that are going to want to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
I think so.
And there's a ton of people that want to wait, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if the vaccine, that's what you just said, there's going to be a bajillion of them available for you. What are you going to take it? When it comes out?
You're going to be like, nah, I'm going to wait and see what happens to you first.
877-591-9696. You and Nina are going to be 11 toes down.
Really stable, guys.
Nina dedicated this song to me. She said, Gabe, I'm stuck with you, and you're stuck with me.
Isn't it cute?
We'll be doing this radio show for a long time.
We have a song.
What is it like if you've taken vaccine trials? That seems interesting, right, for this coronavirus thing. We got somebody on the line that we're going to be talking to in just a second. Allison, hang tight.
I wonder how much money she got.
Yes, me too. The first, let's talk to Angel. So you're a nurse, Angel, and you said that despite the fact that they'll be coming out with millions of these vaccines for the COVID-19 issue, you're not going to take it.
No, like it's like, how do I say it in like a gamer term? You're never going to buy like the first, you know, console that comes out.
Yeah.
You're going to wait until, you know, people wait till the glitches are gone.
I get that, Angel. And as a nurse, I'm curious, like, to hear if you have any insight of what type of glitches these could possibly be. Do you have any?
You got death is one of the biggest ones.
Of course. You know, Angel, it's like those when you're watching those commercials on TV. You know which ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, take this COVID-19 flu, but it may cause enlargement of head. It may have caused your nails to fall off. Your butt might get big, smaller.
I've already accepted the 11th toe.
Yeah, the 11th toe. But I get it. I think you're right, though. I think there's either two ways of looking at it, right? You're either going to be the early adapter, the person that wants to try it and get it out the way,
right,
despite the issues that might arise. And then you're the other person on the other side of it, kind of like me, that's like, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm not going to buy the iPhone. First of all, I don't own an iPhone, but I'm not going to buy the iPhone when it first comes out. You got to wait for like the glitches to get done.
Right. And then there's somebody like me that gets a new iPhone every time the new one comes. Right. And then you just want to stay on top of it.
Now you got 11 toes. Thanks for the call, Angel. 877-591-9696. Would you take the vaccine when it comes out?
Allison in Belmont Cragen. So you not only would take the vaccine, you've done vaccine trials before. What does that even look like?
Yeah, so I actually did a vaccine trial for the anthrax vaccine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the coronavirus vaccine doesn't really scare me because I've taken the anthrax vaccine, but...
okay, let me ask you this, because we got a couple questions.
What happened
First of all,
you?
The most important one is how much did they pay you?
Oh, yeah.
So I got paid around $1,500.
Okay. I don't know. A lot of people just said, sign me up. Where do I sign up?
Okay.
Give me another stimulus check.
Did you experience, but first, wait on that stimulus. Did you experience any weird side effects?
Okay. So not exactly. So they have the vaccine has been studied already before they get to human trials.
Okay.
As far as like knowing common side effects of it. So I was warned and I got a laundry list of some common side effects that had been linked to it already. And the only thing I got was a fever after the second injection.
Okay.
So it's like,
how many injections was it?
I think it was a total of 4.
Okay.
It was like a series.
And then look, you're cured of anthrax.
So then how do they know?
It's great.
Wait.
This is great.
No, this is a serious question, Allison. So how do they know if it worked? Do they have to expose you to anthrax?
No. So what they do is before you take the vaccine, they do some blood work, and then after the vaccine trial is over, they also do some blood work.
Okay, that makes more sense. Whoa, okay.
Nina thought, hold on. They delivered a letter to your house. That's some white powder.
Just stopped and watched to see what happened. That's not funny.
It's not, but it's funny. It's funny.
Not funny.
Okay, so you would do it again. For $1,500, I mean, I think I would do it again. So, Allison, I appreciate you sharing that. I think
definitely
that was very
do it again.
Informative
yeah.
and helpful.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, listen, I don't know. $1,500 for the trial.
And they're going to give you all the warnings up front, so then you have to just make peace with whatever extra limbs you get, right?
I'm 11 toes down until the world blows up.
I'm telling
you. No, but you know what? You're right. Some people got to do it because, listen, we need that vaccine no matter how you slice it.
100%.
Speed 96. If you didn't hear about it or you want the update on the hour-long car chase that took place yesterday in the city of Chicago, we'll tell you about that in just a second. But first, our girl Halsey.
Yeah, she's out here doing big things. It is no secret that I am a Halsey fan, and I just thought it was so interesting. I was reading a lot of the articles and probably seeing a lot of the same images you were from protests this week. And Halsey, she's half black, half white, and had to have made both of her parents so proud for different reasons. Obviously, yes, she's in the protests, been very vocal about Black Lives Matter, but then also her mom's an EMT. So while she was out there at all of these protests, yeah. she was seeing people get hurt by, you know, the rubber bullets or falling down or twisting ankles, and she's there patching them up using the skills that her mother taught her. So it's just kind of an interesting moment.
A lot of times, I mean, you don't even realize what kind of skills you have until you get into that situation.
Yeah,
you see
right?
people in desperate need, and then you just kind of jump to their help, to their aid in that moment. So shout out to, okay, Halsey, I see you.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't even know she was, I mean, I knew, but a lot of people don't know she was black. She's black and white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You look at Halsey, you're like, really? I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, she is. If you follow her on social, you'll learn a lot of things. And just to top it all off, let's not forget, she's reading law books for fun.
she's getting it all. And maybe maybe some people might need her legal help. This thing that happened yesterday in Chicago was crazy. I mean, there was like so many people posting it all over social media, you know, because now I'm speaking it from a place of ignorance, but I think this is correct. I'm not sure 100% certain, but I know it's like you're not supposed to like chase cars in the city.
Like
in the city. Like you're not supposed to be on a car chase. I think it's something like that. I believe I've heard this before.
Like you mean like the law to pursue a car chase?
Right. Or like they have to ask for permission or something along those lines. If you know the specifics on that, I would love for you to call us up 877-591-9696. It's something along those lines. I know that for sure.
But what happened?
I've had family members and then things have happened, and especially something like this, where on this hour-long police chase through Chicago, one woman actually ended up dying.
So sad.
And then it was the result of an actual cop car running into her during the chase. The incident started at 10 p.m. over on 115th and Cottage Grove. Police spotted this 22-year-old guy who was driving a Jeep, but he was wanted out in Harwood Heights and Norridge for a homicide and several other robberies, right? So they attempted to pull the car over, but the driver kept going. And he ended up jumping onto Dan Ryan. He went over onto Kennedy. And the suspect, he actually crashed his car all the way up north on Irving Park and Keystone. I mean, that's like super far north when you're talking about from 115th Street. And so after that, he got out of the vehicle, ran to a gas station. They were chasing him on foot, but then he got into another car and he managed to get away. So while they were chasing him over by Irving Park and Ashland, the squad car, it hit a Ford Explorer and had a 37-year-old woman in it. She was pronounced dead at Illinois Masonic Hospital. And then that same squad car also hit a white Hummer that was sitting at the light. And there was a male driver inside there with two female passengers, and they were transported to Northwestern. But they're in fair condition. I mean, it's so much. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, no police officers calling right now, but I think that's why they don't want you chasing people.
Because of
the we're such a dense city
that comes with it.
Right. But after that, they finally apprehended the suspect. But
thank goodness he got caught at the end.
There we go. We got somebody calling right now. But I mean, the reality is, I mean, that's extremely difficult. I mean, gosh, it's like, imagine that. You're just sitting at the light. I mean, you're in your car right now. I mean, you're in traffic or whatever it might be. And, something might be happening like that.
You see a car racing that fast in and out of lanes, you just have to do defensive driving at that moment and get out.
Kelly in Oak Lawn. Good morning. Thank you for jumping on.
Hi. So actually my grandpa, my father, and my boyfriend are all cops, and they always talk about this pursuing thing. And cops aren't supposed to pursue cars because in the long run, is it worth it for, like you guys were kind of saying, for someone to get in a car accident and then the city just gets sued. So
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not worth it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you clearing that up for us.
Thank you,
Kelly. And thanks to your family for out there protecting our lives,
mm-hmm.
man. It's so sad, but you know what?
Chicago, man. It's 2020. Hashtag 2020. Nina's talking about asteroids hitting the United
States. Oh, that's another story.
Just because we want to stay consistent.
Oh, I love this song.
Every time we play Adore You, we're going to play Watermelon Sugar instrumental on that.
It's still Harry Styles.
It's Harry Styles' other song.
Watermelon Sugar.
We're going to get in trouble.
Sorry.
It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Something else that makes us feel really good is Navy Pier.
Yeah. I mean, we've been documenting all of the different openings as the city opened yesterday. Restaurants and patios are available. But then, you know, you start thinking about what goes with summer, and that's Navy Pier, the rides, the fireworks, all of that. But it's starting to open next week.
That's awesome.
So Wednesday.
Is everything opened up?
No. They're okay. Calling it phase one of the opening.
Oh, so there's a phase. They have phases within the phase of,
yes.
Chicago having phases within America having phases?
Yes, which is actually smart. Navy Pier has its own rules because that's one of, like, the biggest tourist destinations.
Of course.
It's one of the places that always has people surrounding it.
So what's opening in phase one?
So phase one, they have free parking over there.
What?
Yep, parking is going to be free over there.
Hold on a minute. Let's live there for a second.
Beginning on Wednesday, June 10th, the Navy Pier parking garages with free access.
Okay, do you understand that the number one thing that makes people not want to go to Navy Pier is the parking? Well, it's the fact that you have to pay $39 for parking, or $37, or $32, whatever the hell it is.
Well, that's probably why they're doing it, is to try to draw some attention.
That is a steal in itself.
So that will be available to you. And then also out...
Let's live there for a second.
Okay. No, you want to talk about parking some more? Also, then, of course, with the restaurants, patio seating will be available, and you can walk around. No rides. That's not phase one.
Okay, no
none of that.
Is the beer garden going to be open in the back?
Yeah, outdoor stuff is going to be open. Mm-hmm.
So what about their the rooftop bar that they have in the back?
Outdoor restaurant spaces, tour boats, and select free programs will also reopen.
That sounds like a yes.
Yes. I just want to be sure I'm giving you the facts because, you know. But it's going to be open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So new rules, new stuff, social distancing enforced.
You know, I feel like, you know when you leave high school?
Yeah.
And then like 2 years later, they build a brand new gym. Or they build something brand new, and then you're like, dude, where was that when I was there? You know what I mean?
You should see my high school right now. Yeah. They have a new football field. Anyway.
So, right. So, anyways, so with Navy Pier, as a Chicagoan, I feel like that's how Navy Pier is now. Mm. Like, I look at Navy Pier now, and I'm like, what is all this new stuff? It's like, you got to walk, like, 2 miles to get to the back of Navy Pier just to go to the beer garden. But, like, while you're walking through, you're seeing, like, 100,000 different things on the way there. It's like this phenomenal outer space spaceship 2020 place.
That's why they have their own faces.
You know what, Nina? You're absolutely
right. You know what
I'm
saying? Like, so phase one, next Wednesday.
Well, Chicago's in phase three. A lot of things have been opening up. Nina and I definitely had some experiences walking around the city yesterday. And we'll tell you what we saw when we come back at 8:48. Don't go anywhere. It's B96.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.